Blog Talk Radio.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Can
only see the worst in me. Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around me, can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that he is
mine.
He's mine.
I'm
his. It doesn't matter what
I did. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am. Tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see? He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere.
But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He saw the best of me when everyone else seemed to see the worst of me. First, I'd like to give honor to God, each and everyone here name by name. I'm indeed glad to be here. I thank and I praise God for blessing me, thanking and praising God for waking me up this morning, allowing us to have another show on today. You know, I just thank God for Jesus, for he's so merciful. He is everything that we need, everything that we should ever want. Glory be to God. Everything that we could ever seek, glory be to God. I just thank God. I thank God so much for that blessing. I thank God for that song that Brother Dog just played today. I see it was a request from Sister Emily. And Sister Emily, a little bit later I'm going to call and I'm going to open the floor up for you. I want you to tell me what that song is saying to you. I thank God, because oftentimes when we hear songs, some of those songs God put them in our ear for a reason. Glory be to God. And when that song resonates with us, glory, hallelujah. Listen, and we receive God, I tell you, you cannot hold your peace. And I just thank and I praise God for that. Thanking and praising God once again for each and every one that is with us today. Well, as always, God has a word for you. There is always a word for us, because Jesus don't leave us without. He don't leave us ignorant. He wants us to know about him, and he wants us to be saved. So he put everything out there so that we will know, we will understand, and we more than anything else will serve God, and we will serve him in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah. Oftentimes people say they serve in God, but I don't know where their spirit be going. Because if you're serving God the way you say, then you're going to do what God say do. I had a lady tell me the other day, we went out for lunch. We had taken a summer class, and we took the teacher out for lunch. And I said, oh, that's great. I said, we can get together from time to time and go out and do something. So, yeah, that would be nice. And the other minister, she said, oh, we can do line dancing. I said, honey, you can do line dancing, but I will not. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. I said, for you, maybe not. I said, I will not. And the next lady said, well, David danced. I said, yes, he did, and he told that street up praising God. I said, he was not doing line dancing. So, you know, if you serve God, then serve God. If you're going to serve the devil, then serve the devil. Be truthful to yourself. Because whereas you can fool man, you cannot fool God. Because God already knows the thought before it forms in your mind. And I tell anybody, don't let nobody talk you into doing anything that you feel is against the Spirit of God. I'm not saying everybody got to be a stickler. I am. I try to be, because I don't want to miss out. That's my thing. I don't want to miss the kingdom of God. So we're going to talk to you a little bit today. Actually, we're coming from Matthew 11:28-29 and 30. But we're going to go back also, because with these verses is so much that is entailed in these verses. And it's so much that God wants us to know. I'm going to read these three verses. Then I'm going to go back. And we're going to start at Matthew 11th chapter and the 14th verse. Okay, and my subject for today is an invitation from Jesus Christ. An invitation from Jesus Christ. God, Jesus has always invited us. So my soul, even the prophet Isaiah sent out an invitation to us. And I think that was in the 41st chapter, in the first verse. And it let us know, come to the well and drink. You can come with no money. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not reading this verse now. You can come with no money. In other words, Prophet Isaiah wants us to know you can be saved, sanctified, filled with God's precious Holy Ghost, and don't have to come off a dime. The only thing God requests is your body. It's your time. For he said work. What kind of work? Glory. The first work is faith. You can't work without faith. Because my Bible tells us faith without works is dead. I'm sorry, work without faith is dead. So whatever we choose to do for God, we got to have faith in doing it. You got to have faith when you go out in that street and you tell somebody about Jesus Christ. You got to have faith to know that God has sent you out there and you have the power to give his word just the way he wants you to give it. Because once you open your mouth and begin to give the word of God, glory be to God, then God will give you what to say. He don't give it to you if you don't have faith to believe that he will. He will give you what to say. We don't have to stammer. We don't have to say, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? You know, and I used to do that. And even sometimes now, praise God, Lord, forgive me, I'll do it. But see, that's when you in self. When you in Christ Jesus, don't worry about self. But whatsoever we do, we should do it in the spirit. Okay, I'm going to read my verses that we're going to talk on, but I'm going back. Okay, John 11, chapter 28, 29, and 30 verse says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So let us go back to Matthew 11th chapter, beginning at 14th verse. 11 and 14 says, I'm sorry, I'm giving you the wrong one. Luke, that we should be going to. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I was so excited about getting started today because the word was getting so good to me today, and I'm like, oh my God. And I thought I didn't have much to say. Glory be to God. And sometimes when we're talking so much, I think we talk a little past ourselves. And I thank God for that. Okay, that's Luke. I'm so sorry. Go to Luke 1 and 15. The first chapter of Luke. And the 15th verse. Okay. Now, this is before or during the time before the birth of John the Baptist, when the angel went to his father and told his father that he would have a son, and he would call him John. But now this is John making preparation. See, John came out for the express purpose to give out the invitation. He came out so that the people would get to know God, get to know what God is expected of us. John came to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. Basically, when you look at it, in the very beginning, John and Jesus had the same message. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. John came to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. When you look at John the Baptist, you don't find a whole lot of stuff on him. You don't find that he hung out with a whole lot of people. You don't find too much of anything that John said other than doing the work that he was sent to do. And his work that he was sent to do was to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus Christ. And the angel said to Zechariah, John's father, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Now, when you look at that verse, this is the time before Jesus came, before the Holy Ghost was sent back to this earth. But God had his chosen one that he gave the Holy Ghost to even before the Holy Ghost was sent back on this earth. Now, mind you, you go back to the mother of Jesus when the angel told her that she would bear a son. God overshadowed her with the Holy Ghost. Mary received the Holy Ghost at the conception of Jesus Christ. The word of God that was implanted in her, God's only begotten son. Mary received the Holy Ghost before Jesus came on this earth. And when she went to see Elizabeth, her cousin, and she was about 6 months pregnant with the child of the Holy Ghost. Actually, she was walking around with the Holy Ghost physically in her stomach. And when she saluted Elizabeth, our Bible tells us that the baby leaped in her belly, and right then and there, John received the Holy Ghost, because he had a job to do. John was not sent here for a whole lot of junk and mess. He had one thing he had to do, and there's nowhere in the Bible that tells us that John complained or that John didn't want to do it. Our Bible tells us John was one crying in the wilderness, make way for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory be to God. And see, God was pleased with John because John didn't worry about all this other stuff on this earth. He had his eyes focused on the kingdom. He had his mind focused on preparing the way for Jesus Christ. He had his mind focused on bringing the children of God back to Jesus, turning them back to God. And it said in verse 16, and many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God. Now, this is through the ministry of John the Baptist, and he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearers of the Father, turn the hearts of the Father to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. See, we have been prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ. God had already set to make way and prepare a way for us to know, to recognize who Jesus is. Glory be to God. So John opened the door. He opened the door for Jesus coming. You know, it's good for somebody to hear about you before you get there. John opened that door for Jesus coming, for when he would get there or when he got there. John had to prepare the people. And, you know, a lot of people were still looking for the Messiah at that time. Glory be to God. So this was the invitation that came to us from Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. This was the first invitation on Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But now Revelation 22:17 was the second and final invitation. It said, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him taste the water of life freely. Him that is athirst. You know, some of us seeking the Holy Ghost. We have been in church. We've been around saints of God for years, for most of our young life. And you get older, just from what you heard, just from what you have seen, and you begin to search for righteousness, search for the Holy Ghost. When you thirst after the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, God see you, God hear you, and he will save you. For he said, come, there is no charge. Come freely. Then he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Take my yoke upon you. In other words, we should take up the cross every day of our life. We should have no thought. Now, this is what the Bible tells us. We should have no thought about our life. What we should seek is keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ. If we keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ, then we don't have to worry about our life, for our life is already taken care of. Our life is already protected. Our lives have already been reserved. So now if you have faith and you trust in Jesus, then why are you worried about, well, I better not go here because I might die. They might kill me over there. God said, don't worry about that. God got you. God got you. And even if you die, your soul is still with God. And you don't have to worry. So he said in Matthew 6:25, therefore I saith unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, not yet for your body. What ye shall put on or what ye shall put on is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment. In other words, Jesus wants you to seek eternal life. He's telling you not to worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. Not worry about all that. He said, is not the life more than raiment? We would rather seek clothes. We would rather seek every other thing but eternal life. So he said, take no thought for your life. Take no thought for what you are going to wear. See, we should be meditating on how we should be saved every day of our lives. We should have our lives focused on Jesus Christ. And we must take up his cross daily. Take up the cross and follow him. In other words, don't go out and worry about how you're going to enjoy yourself out there in the world. Because the enjoyment that they have in this world today is nothing compared to what Jesus has for you when you get to heaven. Nothing. This world and this so-called fun and good time that you have in this world today, brothers and sisters, I just want to tell you it's temporal. It's a temporary fix for us. But see, we don't want the temporary. We want the permanent. Glory be to God. And the permanent is eternal life. Don't worry about this body that you're walking around in. It's not this body that God is concerned with. Our Bible tells us that God is concerned with the soul, with the heart. He looks at the heart. He doesn't look at the body. Why? Because the body is nothing but dust, and it's going to go back. But he's looking at the spirit that is going to return to him if we live right. So we should take his yoke up on us. That's what Jesus telling us to do. He said, and learn on me, of me. We don't want to open that Bible every day to read one verse. Glory be to God. How can we learn about Jesus Christ if we won't even read? How can we learn about Jesus Christ when some of us, we don't even want to go to church? The pastor can't tell me nothing. That preacher ain't nothing, ain't nobody. Well, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you like this. If that's a God-believing Bible-preaching man that believes the things that he is telling you, that believe in Jesus Christ, that believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that believe Jesus hung, bled, and died, glory, hallelujah. His faith is speaking for him. So why would we put our mouth on him? Because, see, he's doing his work in carrying the word. He's doing his work in faith. He's doing his work that God set him out to do. And we, what do? We go to church every Sunday, and we leave church, glory be to God, talking about the man of God or the woman of God rather than praying for him. Glory be to God. And I tell you and I tell anybody, I would be worried about coming up against the woman or the man of God, a true saint of God, because God said he will fight their battle. All the, you know what, all the believer has to do is just stand still, and God will fight our battle. But we, being children of God, we being saints of the Most High, we need to stop gossiping. We need to stop talking about each other. We need to stop loving one today and hating them tomorrow. For that is not the spirit of God. But yet, we'll set up and say, I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm holding those fields. But then you turn around and walk straight out the door and begin to talk about the children of God. That is not, brothers and sisters, that is not being a child of God. That is not showing yourself approved. That is not showing that God has taught you anything at all. You have put this on yourself to do the things that you do. And I tell you, I don't understand people that don't have the fear of God in them, that they would do something like that. When you have the fear of God, you're not going to do those things like that. And see, I see it in church all the time. Sit up in church under the pastor and first lady and talk about them like a dog. But yet you are hooping and hollering, trying to preach, saying I'm saved and sanctified. Glory be to God. Where is your Holy Ghost? Where is your Holy Ghost? For Jesus said, I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Glory be to God. Jesus, now he showed up during his crucifixion that he's meek and he is lowly. Glory be to God. He's so meek and lowly at heart. Jesus is our example as to how we should be. We shouldn't take it on ourselves to save ourselves, put ourselves in position we know we should not be in, because the day is going to come that Jesus is going to call your name. He's going to call your number. And then where would you be? Where will you be? So we got to be so deep in Christ Jesus. We got to be like Ephesians 6:14. Glory be to God. 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil days, and having done all, stand. Take on the whole armor of God. Now, we don't just want a little piece of the Holy Ghost. We don't want just a little dribble. That dribble, glory be to God, is all we're receiving, could just fly out the door. God don't want us to be weakling. He wants us to be strong in Christ Jesus. So we have to take on the whole armor of God. Now, look. When you take on the whole armor of God, think about it. When you take on the whole armor of God, you're going to walk boldly and in faith, and you're going to be able to stand against anything the devil throw your way, because you will be able to speak, glory be to God, from the Holy Ghost and say, God, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. See, our Bible let us know we've got faith to stand and fight for God, then he's going to move for us. Glory be to God. But we can't stand because we are not of God. We talk a good talk. Glory be to God. But we don't walk the walk. You got to walk the walk, talk the talk, and walk the walk. Glory, hallelujah. So we got to be able to stand. When things come our way, when hard times come our way, what do? We crawl up under a rock and hide. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Why are we crawling up under a rock and hiding if we say we are children of God? Then we should be able to stand. And we have to be able to stand in these evil days. Brothers and sisters, look at what's going on around you every day. Look at how people are being killed. And just think about it. Look at the flood that's just covering city. Glory, hallelujah. All these things happening, nobody want to get on their knees and pray. They rather get up and run to another state, and that's fine. But when you get to that state, you fall on your knees and pray. Pray for yourself and pray for others, that God will keep them. Glory be to God. So he said, and after you have done all you can do, he said, stand. In other words, stand up for God. That's what he's telling us. Stand up for God. When it gets so hard on us, and I know sometimes our troubles wear us down. And I'm not going to tell nobody don't feel sorry for yourself for a minute. But when you get through Christ and feeling sorry for yourself, fall on your knees and talk to the Master. Wipe your face and walk boldly like nothing has ever happened. You know, when we say, you hear people say, I got this. Brothers and sisters, God got you. And see, when God got you, you don't have to worry about if you might fall. Or is my brother going to continue to have my back? Or is my sister going to continue to have my back? God always got you. And you won't fall. When God's arm is around you, you can't fall. He's your leaning post. He's everything you need. He's your protector. Glory, hallelujah. Then he says, and your feet shall with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Glory, hallelujah. And your feet shall with the preparation of the gospel of peace. See, it's the gospel. It's Jesus. And you know, when you read the word in the Bible, that gospel gives you that stability that you need. It gives you the strength that you need because the word of God is food for the soul. And the more that you read about Jesus, the stronger you're going to get in your spirit. Jesus can't work with you if you never open the Bible to read a word. Jesus cannot work with you if you never fall on your knees, glory be to God, and pray. Jesus cannot work with you if you never acknowledge him or the Father. We got to know if we want to live. We got to know who God is. We got to know who Jesus Christ is. Then he says, above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of faith. Your very friend will come up against you. Rather than feeling bad and feeling sorry because it's your friend, stand still in Christ Jesus and be bold. Tell them about the goodness of God. While they stand up there mad, you tell them about Jesus. They will receive us, they will reject us. Whatever they do, you did your job when you stood and confessed the Father and the Son. You did your job. It is Satan's job to destroy you. That's what he wants to do. So he made it his job because he don't want you to be in heaven with the Father. He wants you to suffer and burn eternally just like him. Don't you know? You know, when people are doing bad, when people see you doing good, they try to pull you down right with them. Well, that's what Satan does. He pulled you down. And you know, I hear a lot of preachers, they preach Satan, Satan, Satan. And in my mind, I'm like, this whole message has been about the devil. The whole message needs to be about God. Glory, and I know it's okay to mention Satan from time to time because people need to know how they can be pulled down. People need to know how they should be able to stand. People need to know what it takes to fight the wiles of the devil. They need to know what it takes to withstand. You cannot withstand the wiles of the devil if you're weak, brothers and sisters. You can't because you don't have that power. That spirit of power, that Holy Ghost power, you cannot stand against the power of Satan. Don't think Satan is not powerful. He's powerful. He's just that little weakling something compared to God. He don't have what God has, so therefore he cannot stand. So if you in Christ Jesus, you should be able to stand. Don't give up and don't give in. Then he said, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. See, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. See, the word of God can cut a person quick and fast. And they might get mad, but it's okay because the word of God has already defeated them. Don't give in. Don't give in when you know it's wrong. Don't give in. Glory be to God. That's why I told those ladies, see, I know what God allowed me to do and what he don't allow me to do. So I got sense enough not to do the things that I know that he doesn't allow me to do. What he don't allow me to do, I'm not to say that he wants to allow somebody else to do it. Because God is God, and he do whatsoever he please. Glory be to God. So we cannot give up. We got to be strong. Read your Bible. You might say, well, I don't have nobody to talk to. I don't have nobody to pray with. I don't have nobody this and that. Do you know Jesus is standing by you each and every day of your life? You may not see him, but when you pray and you sincere, glory be to God, and pray in the Spirit, you will feel him right there with you. God is so pleased. Jesus is pleased when you're calling upon him, when you're praying to him, when you're thanking him, when you're worshiping him, when you love it on him. Jesus is pleased with that. So let us this day take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Get that word of God and read it. Even if you don't read for 2 or 3 verses a day, brothers and sisters, read it. And know who God is so that you won't have to wonder about if I can do this and if I can do that. I was listening to the radio. We only got one gospel station here in this part of Alabama where I live. And I turn it until they start talking. It's a Seventh-day Adventist. But I turn and listen to the Spirit, to the gospel. And one of the ladies that is a MC on that program or a host on that program, she said she had gotten a letter from a young lady that said, and I thought it was very strange because she professed to be saved constantly on that show, but the lady said that she wear eyeliner and she loves her eyeliner and she don't want to do without her eyeliner. She said, but I have been convicted for wearing it. And I don't want to give this up. I don't even know. See, she had a nurse and say she was addicted to wearing eyeliner. Now, if you truly a child of God, you should know that it is God that is making you feel bad about wearing it. When God tell you to leave something alone, leave it alone because there's a blessing in it for you. It's not for you to wear it. Let somebody else wear it if they can go. But you say, I'm a child of God, and whatever God say, take off or stop doing, and you're going to say, I don't know if I can do this because I'm addicted to it. And then the woman answered back to the girl was, well, just try for a week without it, and then if you can't go without it, then go back. And you know, God loves us, and she went on and on. I said, why, just why didn't she tell her when God tell you to do something? Don't ask no questions, and don't you dare tell God, I'm addicted to this, and I'm not going to do what you say do. off than the girl. At least the girl acknowledged that God wants her to stop wearing it, even though she doesn't want to. But if you truly are a saint of God, you're going to tell her the truth. If God says stop wearing it, sister, leave it alone. You might suffer for a day or two, but joy will come in the morning. You won't even realize you're not wearing it when you see the blessing that God has for you just for you pulling that off and not wearing it anymore.
Amen.
Then you jump up and praise God. We have to be, listen, God doesn't have what you call a broad way of evil. Because evil is not going to enter into his new Jerusalem.
Amen.
So what is wrong with us, brothers and sisters? What is wrong with us that we would challenge God that way? She should have told that woman, thank you, but I don't need your help.
Come on.
Glory be to God. She needs to go to somebody that wouldn't be afraid to let her know or afraid what people are going to think of you on the radio. She should have told her, if God says stop wearing it, you stop wearing it. Pray.
That's right.
And do what God wants you to do. What's wrong with you? Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. God don't tell you to stop doing something else. He has his reasoning. Just the fact that you stop wearing it 9 times out of 10, you run around with 10 or 15 people who do wear, you might say someone else. Glory be to God. What is wrong with us, brothers and sisters? What's wrong with us? How can I profess, hallelujah, Jesus, to be a minister of God and do the things that other people do? How can I profess to be anything of God and he says, stop doing this or stop doing that, and I don't want to do it because I'm addicted to it? I don't listen to that, brother and sister, and I'm going to tell you the truth. What I said, that's the dumbest thing I've heard. What is wrong with the people? Where is your faith? Where is your anointing? Where is your Holy Ghost? Where is your boldness? Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to be bold. You got to be bold. You are a child of God and you want to walk up right. You got to be bold. I know the women thought I was crazy when I told them I wouldn't go and land line dancing with them. No. A dance is a dance, and I don't care how you look at it. But when you dancing in the church, you giving glory to God. And God is satisfied. Yes. Glory be to God. But you out there going out talking about line dancing and enjoying yourself. No, ma'am, I'm not going. And when they got to give me their reasoning, then I don't think God would care. I said, he might not care, but I'm not going. Well, you know David did. No, he didn't. He danced in the street, but to the glory of God, he was not line dancing that one time. And see, you got a minister had the nerve to come up and tell me that. And I guess she thought because she said it, I would back down. But no, the Holy Ghost don't back down to wrongdoing. No, it don't. I'm not going out there and do anything that I feel that is against the will of God. Glory be to God. Nothing. And if you don't like it, that's fine. Don't go nowhere with me. You know, you have to go out here no more. I'm fine.
Amen.
If I have to walk by myself, I was born by myself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need to stand, brothers and sisters. All this stuff that come up against us. Look at the things in the world that's going on, the things in your lives. You walk out the door. People, glory, hallelujah. They just want to, you know what? When you walk out the door, brothers and sisters, half of the people you run into, they're sucked up so much marijuana, they don't know if they're coming or going. Well, you know it's legal now. It might be legal, but you don't need it. Well, it's good for this sickness and all this different stuff. The best thing for anything you got, anxiety. The best thing for anything you got is Jesus Christ. And he will relieve you of anything that you're doing if you believe in him and trust in him. Lord, I can't do it, but I know you can. Lord, help me. Glory be to God. So I just thank God for this. This is a message, Jesus Christ. And he wants us to come freely. See, the New Testament fulfilled the Old Testament. See, Isaiah had already said in Isaiah 55:1, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money. And without Christ. Then Jesus said, turn right around in Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him taste the water of life freely. You hear that? The water of life freely. Salvation is free, brothers and sisters. And I just thank God for this day. And truly, I hope I said something that resonated with someone. At this time, I'm going to give the floor over. Hallelujah. We're going to give the floor over. We're going to start off with Sister Emily. If she's with us, Brother Dawg. Is Emily with us?
You know,
hello,
Jesus.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. That message got me feeling even better.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. And I called you on, Sister Emily, for the song that you had, Brother Dawg, played. Glory be to God. Usually when we have a song or something like that played, it's something that God is tugging at our heart about. So tell us about it.
So the reason I like it so much is, you know, we're human. We all make mistakes, whether we're Christian or not. You know, we still fall short all the time. Whereas other humans, they see your mistakes, and that's all they see. You know, they will criticize you, they will judge you, and they will only remember the mistakes. You know, they don't remember the good parts. Whereas God, he sees it all. You know, he knows your heart. He knows the best in you, like the song says. No matter what's going on, even if you don't see it for yourself, he still sees the best in you. And I just really appreciate that song.
He really does. And that's a blessing. And you know what? That's a good thing, Sister Emily. But, you know, when we hear things like that, and it kind of pull at our heartstrings, we should we should pray to God. You know, we get tired. When you're living in that world and not living the way God wants you to live, and you get to know Jesus, then you get to the point that you pray and ask God to help you to turn, to cut loose all the things that you're doing, tell God I want to be saved. That's what he's saying. He that is a thirst. But what are you a thirst for? You're a thirst for salvation. And that's a blessing. And listen, under no circumstances, Sister Emily, would I or anybody on this phone put you down. Because I think the world loves you. If God loves you, what's wrong with me? Why wouldn't I?
Amen. I tried another church out this past weekend, and that's the church that I'm going to stick with. So I'm really happy to finally have found a church home.
Wonderful.
So now I get my two, 3 days a week now, not just one or two nights.
That is a blessing. That is a blessing. A Bible teaching, God-believing church, huh?
Amen.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. You hang in there. And that Bible, Brother Dog Ball, for you. Pick it up and read it. And I know you read it. I know you read it. Keep reading it.
Mm-hmm.
And receive absolutely everything that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Thank God for you, and thank you for coming on with that, because that's a blessing. I tell you, it's a blessing just to know you done found you a church you want to go to. That is a blessing. And at this time, the floor is open for anyone who has anything they want to say, testimony, or whatever they want to ask or what have you.
Amen, amen, amen. As always, first we want to give honor to God, who is truly the head of our life. And we just truly just thank God again for another blessed service. We thank him for the word. Thank God for the word. Thank God.
Amen.
For the word.
Amen.
For the word is true. The word is true. And if we give ourselves over to the Lord, God will do the rest. I'm like Sister Emily, when man see the worst in you, God sees the best. He saw the best in me. When I couldn't see nothing but the best in myself, he saw the best. And you ought to tell God, thank you for looking past all my faults. You should tell God, thank you for looking past all my faults. And say, Lord, I love you.
Amen.
Amen.
We truly thank Brother D for that, and that's so true. Sister Emily, that was an encouragement for you. When man puts you down, God will never. He has his arm outstretched. Just want to hold you.
Amen.
Amen. Such a blessing. Such a blessing.
You know what, T? I'm sitting here.
All right. So you cut in and out, baby.
Now, as I'm sitting there looking over the book of Ephesians, someone says he saw the best in me, when everyone else around could only see the worst. Yeah, I look at the book of Ephesians, and I'm looking here at the 4th chapter and the 29th verse, says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer.
Amen.
You should be willing to say something out your mouth during the course of the day that would tell someone something about Jesus Christ. They want to lead someone to Jesus. But see, he saw the best. When everyone else around saw corruption. Everyone else around saw corruption. He saw the best in me.
Amen.
And we all just tell God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the service.
Amen.
Thank you for the word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, give it.
giving honor to God, which is the head of my life. Truly, I thank God for how good he is to me. To
all right,
D,
man.
To Auntie Marion, truly to Brother Dog, to everybody that's here. Truly, I was just thinking, you know, he saw the best.
All right.
I think about
all
it.
Right.
We serve the best God there is.
Oh, yes, we do.
We serve the only God there is.
Amen,
and
amen.
He chose to make me his best.
Yes, he did.
I, Marion, you said
amen.
Some words in that message to go back to the true foundation.
Yeah.
One thing a lot of people don't like to go back to foundation. But you opened the door to Romans 10 and 9.
Uh-huh.
And you sit there and threw it up in my face and said, okay, here it is. Either you're going to take it or you're going to walk away from it.
Glory be to God.
He saw the best in me. But everybody else around me, all they could find is just the worst in me.
All right, now, come on. Come on.
Look at this God we serve. I had to work a little late today, but I thank the Lord for the part of the message that I did get. Because he is the best.
Oh,
and
yes.
He used you to bring out the best.
Lord,
I was thinking, as you was teaching, I was thinking about, remember when they had the feast going on and they had run out of wine.
Uh-huh.
And they come and they come to Jesus' mother. They said, look, we out of wine. She said, do
all
whatever
right
my son said.
Whatever he said, do it.
Whatever he said, do it. And then
yes.
He said, not only this, most people bring out the worst wine first and bring the best out last, but you brought the best out.
The best first,
yes. Bring the best first and the worst last. He said, but you brought the best last.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell
come
me
on,
we don't serve a great God.
We serve
I love the way
awesome
you gave,
God.
I love the way you gave that invitation today. All you got to do is come up and say, Lord, here I am. I'm ready to partake of that best wine.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, God, make me, mold me, shape me, design me.
That's right.
Make me in your way, God.
Amen.
I see, like you put it out there, we all need to go back to the potter's house.
Amen.
And
that's
let it put
truth,
us on that wheel again.
That's true. That's the, you know, I wanted to preach this message, but God wouldn't let me. He wants the
I felt it in
understand.
Your spirit.
He wants the people to understand and to receive him. And oftentimes when we preach the message, sometimes it's not received as well. But when you teach it sometimes and break it down so that the people can understand, God wants people to understand Jesus' purpose for coming, John the Baptist's purpose for coming, to prepare the way for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You know what? We are here today. Every time we open our mouth, we're here to prepare the way for the kingdom of God.
Amen. We are his ambassadors.
Amen. So I truly, truly, truly thank God for today. And as always, I do thank God for Brother Dog. I tell you the truth. I laugh at him, but he is so faithful. And he's such a person. And he has a discernment. I said, now when he can save, boy, people are going to be scared of him. Because he has a discernment of spirits right now.
Amen.
And if you tell you something, it'll come to, it's true. If you tell you something, it'll come to pass. God will show it to you. This is a person that is athirst, seeking the Holy Ghost. And he's doing it right here on this phone. Each and every time he's on Tuesdays and on Wednesday nights. He's seeking. He reads his Bible. He answers questions. And I thank God for him. And I always like to, I enjoy taking time to mention that, because what he does, he don't have to do. He give us this program to get the word of God out. Don't ask for a dime. But he wants you to be on your job and do it the way he know you can do it. And I thank God for that. And that's why when I pray, I remember him. Because
amen.
God is doing a work through Brother Dog right now. And he won't let nothing and nobody turn him around. That's the blessing all about this time. So at this time, praise be to God. If there are any more questions, that we don't have any more questions or any more testimonies or anything else at this time, I am going to ask Brother D if he'll pray us out. And Brother D, are you hearing me?
I'm here.
And as always, I'm going to give you my list of people. I need you to always remember, some people like to be head up to God all the time. And there is nothing wrong with asking for prayer all the time.
Amen.
Because their name is steady going out, and God is with Brother and Sister Fan, two beautiful people. Sister Emily, you know we love her. Sister Gina and her family, you know I thank God that she even took time one day just to appreciate what we're doing. And I thank God for that. Remember Sister Gina and Brother Tatum. Remember him. And we pray for the bereaved family, or the sick and shut in.
Amen.
Pray for the children going back to school. Pray for this thing that's going on with the government and Trump. Just, you know what? We're not going to talk against anybody. We're just going to say, Lord, let your will be done. Whatever God's will. That's what we want. Whatever God's
will be done. Amen.
In your hand, Brother D.
Amen.
Brother D, before you pray, let's also throw my wife in there, because my wife is still a little sick. She's feeling a little bit better. And I want to keep her constantly up before God.
Praise God. That's the one you're taking. That's the doctor of doctors.
Amen. And you know, it's funny how the Lord works, because I thought sure Monty was going to call on Bishop to pray. But I said earlier, I was talking to the wife when she came in, and she wasn't feeling good, and my mother was telling me, said she was crying last night because she had to go to the doctor. And I was telling my mama as she was driving up, I said, you know, we don't cry and we don't worry, because, see, we have a doctor that sits above all doctors.
Amen.
We have a doctor that don't give our pills and liquid syrup and prescription to go to Walgreens or CVS to get filled. we serve a doctor that just speak the word, wave his hand, and he said, "Let that be in the name of Jesus." We want to ask each and every last one of you all, if you will bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear, and pray along with us as we pray. There's power in prayer.
Jesus
said, "Where two or three assemble in my name. He said he'll be in the midst of them. I'm just dumb enough to believe that we have more than two or three here today, which lets me know that he's in the midst. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Father God, we come before you this evening, Lord.
Yes,
Father, stop by the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you.
Thank you.
We want to start off, Father, by telling you thank you for allowing us to arrive this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
And then upon getting up, Father, you allowed us to find that our house and our homes was all doing well.
Hallelujah.
The wives, the kids, even my little cat was running around doing fine. And I know that I know that I know it was nothing but your grace and your mercy that allows to roll on a little while longer. And Father, we just said thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we want to tell you thank you for allowing us to come together once more and again, together in your name, to hear a word from the Lord.
Yes,
for you've already said that he that has ears to hear, Lord, you said let him hear what you're saying to the church. And we're just so glad that you allowed us to open our eyes and touch our ears that we may hear the word, that we may receive the word, and then we can act on the word, Lord. Knowing, Father, that we stray away sometime along the way, but we're so glad to know that we have a forgiving God. We serve a healing God, a blessing God that will touch us right now. Let us know that when we're doing wrong, I'm so glad to know that I know that I know that all I have, I give to thee in the name of Jesus. Then, Father, we want to tell you, thank you, Father, for blessing us with a sister, such as Sister Emily. We ask that you continue to bless her, continue to keep her, Jesus. Continue to give her strength. We just love when she come on, Father. She tells how she found her church home, one that she feel comfortable in, one that she can attend.
Yes.
And we're so glad to know. When you enter into a church and you find that it's a Bible-believing, Bible-teacher, God-fearing church, it just automatically makes you feel at home. And we just thank you for allowing her to be at home. In the name of Jesus. Father, as we travel down this road of prayer, Father, we want to ask that you look upon Sister Gina. Father, we understand that sometimes sickness come our way. Sometimes our bodies don't act like we want them to do. Sometimes our children go astray. Sometimes our husbands don't do like we should do. But we just ask that you continue to bless, continue to keep her, Father. Continue to give her strength that she will continue to hold on to your unchanging hand. Knowing that one day everything will truly be all right. Father, just touch her in a mighty way. Touch her from her head to her toe. Bless her physical, Father. Bless her healing. Bless her financially, Father. Just bless her in a way that only you can, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Knowing that you can, Father, we know that you will. And we just say thank you right now, Father.
Thank you,
Father, as we travel on down our road, Father, we find that we have a sister and a brother known as Sister and Brother Fan. Father, we thank you for giving them to us. We thank them for being
thank
so
you,
faithful
Lord.
With us. How they come in and
yes,
sup
Lord.
With us on Tuesday. Lord. They come in and they sup with us on Wednesday. And we just said thank you for them.
Thank
we
you,
ask
Lord.
To continue to bless their household, Father.
Bless
them in a way that only you can. Father, give them strength, Lord Jesus. Keep on. Keep
bless
it on. We know that they are God-fearing. We know that they love you. We ask that you give them more strength. Give them more love. Just shine on them right now, Lord, knowing that only you can, Father. No matter what come their way, Lord, we just have you as a shield of protection. And with it, you continue to protect them, Lord. Guide them in your holy name. Father, we ask that you look upon our brother Dexter, some call him Bishop.
Guide in your holy name, Lord.
Touch his wife right now. We know she had been sick. Father, you never said, nowhere in your words, you never said sickness would not come. You never said pain would not come. You never told us suffering would not come. But you also told us that you was a healer. That you told us to bring our burdens to you and leave them with you. And we find that whatever her sickness may be, whatever her troubles in it, whatever is troubling her right now, Father, we ask that you just take it. Touch it. Wave your hand across her body right now. Bless her right now, Lord. Father, we know that when you touch, everything will be all right. We know that when you speak the word, everything would be all right. We ask that you just speak healing in our body right now. Preach prosperity in our body right now. Preach love in our body right now. Touch right now, Lord. We love you, Lord. We trust and believe in your word right now. We know that you can, and we know you're able to do all things but fail. And we just trust in you right now, Lord. Father, we ask that you look upon, we ask that you just look upon our brother, Brother Turner. Father, we know that no death angel came by his household a while back.
Jesus.
We know that he took his loved one, he took his child. But we know, Father, that you are God above all God. We know you as a healer and a way maker. We ask that you touch his body, touch his mind, Lord Jesus. Give him strength. Give him strength to hold on a little while longer. Give him strength to know that you are God. Give him strength to know that you make no mistakes, Lord. Give him strength to know that all he got to do is fall out on his knees and say, Lord, I surrender all to you. I give him to you, Lord. Father, we read in your word where you said that you would take care of your own. And we ask that you take care of Brother Turnham right now. Bless him right now. Give him strength, Lord. Build him up where he's torn down. Let him know, Father, let him know right now in the name of Jesus. Let him know, Lord, that you're standing by. Let him know that all he got to do is just look up. For you said in your word that all my help comes from the Lord.
Let him know
that you're standing by right now, that you're ready, so that you're willing, and that you're able to do anything that he may ask above and beyond.
Right now, Lord.
Father, we ask that you travel on down, Lord, and touch these children. Father, they're preparing to go back to school. We find, Father, that things are happening today that has never even been thought of that's happening to our children today. But we ask, Lord, as they prepare to go back to school, Father, throw your loving arms around them. Throw a blanket of protection up on them. Bless them coast to coast. Bless from the high to the low. From the east to the west. Just bless right now. Touch right now in a mighty way. Heal those that are sick. Touch those that are torn down. Those that are weak, strengthen them, Lord Jesus. Give them strength above all. Let them know, Lord, that if they just simply call up on the name of Jesus, that you are no shorter than your word, that you will heal, that you will straighten out their rough ride. You will make their crooked road straight. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch the teacher that they prepare to come back. Give them strength to teach our children the right way. And then, Father, we pray that even though they have taken prayer out of school, Father, we pray that you would give the parents mind to pray with their kids before they send them off to school. Touch the kids that they would want to whisper a word of prayer to you. Let them know that you hear a child's prayer in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you. And we truly thank you. We say yes to your word, Lord. And we say yes to your way. Father, if there's any one name that we didn't call, you know our heart. You know the mind. You know if we didn't call them by name, you know their needs and you know their wants. We ask that you bless right now. Bless right now. We ask that you continue to give Brother Dog strength to be able to continue to do these evening service. As those Satan tries to press him down, those Satan tries to bind him up, where did you just continue to touch him? Give him strength, Lord. Just continue to hold him. Continue to bless our service, Lord Jesus, that we will continue to give your word as you give it to us. Where did you bless him? And just bless him. Just shower down love upon us right now. In the name of Jesus. We know you're able. We've seen your work. We have 66 books to see your work, Lord. We saw you give the blind his sight. We saw you give the lame man his strength to walk. But we saw you tell a man that lay by a pool for 38 years to pick up his bed and walk.
Come on now.
We saw you heal, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless. We saw you bless Abraham.
Bless Lord Jesus.
Touch right now. You said in your word, Lord, I see everything that's needed to offer up a ransom for you. You said, but Lord, I just don't see one piece that's missing. Father, we read your word where you said God will provide. And that's all we ask you to do right
Jesus,
now, Father, provide for us right now.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Bless
yes,
right
Lord.
Now. Father, these blessings among many. Ooh, Lord, we ask you, your daughter, son, Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Right now, right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Right
thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for
right
the
there.
Beautiful, beautiful
thank
prayer
you,
right
for you,
God.
Lord,
Lord
Jesus. Thank you. Father, look upon Brother Chief.
Amen,
touch
amen.
Bless him right now. You know his needs, Lord. You know where he's weak at. You know where his strength is. Father, we ask that you just touch him right now. Let him know that he's
yes,
still
Lord
alive.
Jesus.
Let him know, Lord, that you're still standing here. All you got to do is just reach up. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
In
God, look
name
to the heels from which cometh my
thank
help.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
so
you.
All my help comes from the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, right there. Right now, right now.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank God. We thank God for Brother D and his prayer. In the name of Jesus. And we thank God for each and everyone here. Glory be to God. Truly, God is so good to us. God is so good to us. And I just thank God. And at this time, I just want to make the announcement. Be with us again on next Wednesday night, next Wednesday evening, I'm sorry, same time, same station. God has a word for you, a time for reflection. And I just want to say a time for reflection. If there's anything that you want to talk or just want to get out, or even if you just want to say it to God, this is a good time to do it during the hour of change. Also on Tuesday, same time, same station for Brother D, and it's Gospel Hour. We ask you to be with us. For truly, God gave us a blessed word on this past Tuesday and yesterday, and I tell you, he has a word for you. I thank God each and every day for these programs. And I thank God for just even playing a part in it. I thank God for Brother Dog. You know, when he sees something in you, he has a way of using you. And I thank God for that. I truly thank God for that. That is a gift that he has. I thank God for all things. Thank God for this day and at this time. We're going to turn the service into the hand of Brother Dog. Amen.
He saw the best in me.
Yeah.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me.
Yeah.
When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
could
only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
Saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Oh.
When everyone else around me,
can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing.
Amen. Sister Marilyn, that's one of them songs that you got to listen to it to get the understanding to it. And for Emily to get that song and do it, that means she's making some good progress, and I'm really proud of her. I done told everybody, Michael Jordan, Sister Marilyn, because you know, old brother, old Bishop Dexter and Brother Dedham, they so long-winded. By the time they get through, it'll be tomorrow. But we just want to thank you for the sermon today. We want to thank you for the teaching today. And we want to, like I said, we want to still send out special props to Emily for that.
Amen.
I'll bring that
Amen.
In.
Amen. True. So that I thank God for her. I smile when I hear her name. I'm smiling.
Yeah.
Praise God.
With that being said, Sister Marilyn, you can go ahead and get on out of here. We appreciate your outstanding service today as usual, and we're glad for the information that was put out. And we always welcome Bishop Dexter know he's always welcome, because, I mean, he preached good, but he's funny. He's funny, too, though. I like to hear him preaching. So God Godspeed to you and everybody. He's funny, though. He's funny. I love that, though. But, okay, Sister Mary and I, that's going to be it for today. So thank you for everything. God bless.
All right. Y'all have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Y'all know I'm at the track today. Yesterday they said I turned the show off too quick on them yesterday. So I'm telling y'all, if y'all got anything you want to say tonight, you better come on. We got a semi-star-studded little show down here in Dawson tonight. They got all kinds of people down there. Stevie Fast is down there. His first time back at the track with a car since he had his operation. He was back the day in the saddle of the day. And Al Boogie Robeson out here, Hitting All, Trigger Man, they out here. So if y'all got something, you better hit that old one button and come on and get with me. Danny Boy them say I cut the show off too quick yesterday, so it ain't like I went on there doing just like I'm doing now. Asking anybody do they want to come on. Asking do they want to raise their hand. Even Kid with his gay ass didn't even come on. Oops, I didn't mean to say that. Right after the service. Y'all forgive me. Charge it to my head, not my heart. So let me get on here and make sure we see what we got going on here. So if anybody got anything, please hit the one button. Go ahead with that noise. I'm on the... So go ahead. What's up, Kid? How you doing?
What's going on, dog? Y'all giving Al Boogie a surprise belated birthday party?
Hell no, I'm finna put my foot in his ass for robbing motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
I forgot. Kid, you got me cuffing before I even get started. Come on, man.
You mean telling the white folks here looking for him?
I don't know. If he is, he ain't hiding. He out here in broad daylight. He ain't hiding.
Oh, man. I heard that.
What's going on, Kid?
Right, nothing much.
They say I hung the show up too quick yesterday now. Even you didn't hit the one button yesterday, Kid. Even you didn't hit the one button.
They wasn't talking about nothing, no way, though. They'd be tired by the time they get on your show.
Go ahead, Kid.
So they'd be tired by the time they get to your show.
I know it. Well, I'm going to do the same thing today because I'm out here at the track and it's full. I ain't even get a chance to make my own shake down or nothing. And man, somebody hit the one button, y'all. Talk to Kid. I see wheelchair, man. Well, he ain't saying that. Somebody hit the one button. Look at Brother D hit the one button. I ain't over your mic, D. I don't want to talk to you. So you just got off. Talk fast now, because I don't want to hear nobody on talking about. Well, you need to talk
to
me.
The only thing I'm going to say, dog, is keep doing what you did yesterday.
Okay, whoever told you, tell them, just tell them you want to see anybody. No, I ain't nobody. I get tired of always babysitting the motherfucker. What's that, buddy? Y'all go ahead.
I said the only thing I was going to say is keep doing what you did yesterday. If they don't come on, just go off. Kill the show.
They'll
get tired of you killing the show.
I mean, you don't win the show normally. We got quite a few on it over there. You don't win the show normally, the talking show. But, you know, sometimes y'all be having something you want to talk about, and I'm getting you a chance to do it before I go. Hey, where you going for that, boy? Well, anyway, Kid, you and D ain't got anything to say. I'm finna do like I did. I'm finna get out of here. goat play while I'm working. Let's see me working goat play. Oh, yeah, they got a line coming in, ain't it? Yeah. All right, kids, y'all ain't got nothing? I hate to do this. I mean, I don't want to hang up. Let me see. 70, we got 72 people on here. Emily gone. She done hung up. She probably stayed on there too long, you know.
Those are leftovers from the morning show.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. We got a hell of a show out here tonight. It's going to be a long night, I believe, boy. I don't know what's going to happen. I'll let y'all know something tomorrow then. I mean, or whatever. All right, Brother D, appreciate everything, man. We holler, kid. We holler, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bro. See
anybody? Monday, all right. Good night, y'all. Good night if anybody got nothing. Good night if y'all ain't got nothing. Going once? Don't.